Well, I'm here to tear the lid off and then find the truth for you. You're welcome. We'll do what we can here today. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Friday, January the 24th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three. Just remember that guy we talked about, the lawyer for the porn star, the creepy porn lawyer, Michael Avenatti. Remember the media telling you he was going to be the big problem for Donald Trump while he's now sleeping in a jail cell in New York City under lock and key 24 hours a day. Number two, the Department of Justice now admitting that at least two of the FISA warrants obtained to spy on Carter Page and the Trump campaign were not valid, a genuine bombshell. And number one, another genuine bombshell today from Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, who says he has uncovered information on Stephen Halper, the shady FBI informant that targeted Carter Page and George Papadopoulos to spy on President Trump's campaign. It seems Halper was on the payroll of the DOD. Yeah, getting secretive payments all during the Obama administration. That's kind of unusual, isn't it? And hey, just 10 days now until the Iowa caucuses and 283 days until we vote for president in this country and everything else. But Chuck Grassley bringing this forward. Chuck Grassley's been on this case for a while, by the way. And in an explosive letter released just this week, Grassley, writing to James Baker, the director of the Office of Net Assessment at the Department of Defense, or DOD, flagged suspicious payments to Halper, including some for DOD contracts that were likely never performed, others from unknown foreign entities. And in a response to a lawsuit last year, alleging that he, Halper, was part of an overall effort to smear and discredit Donald Trump, he claimed the kind of immunity that is ordinarily only afforded to government agents. Now, what this means potentially is that Stephen Halper, who was targeting Papadopoulos and Page to get them to become willing spies inside the Trump campaign, Stephen Halper was being directed by people in the Barack Obama administration. That's what it means. That's what Chuck Grassley, the senator from Iowa, has uncovered here today. In one DOD contract, awarded September 2015, this is after Trump began running for president, Grassley noted Professor Halper lists former Deputy Foreign Minister of Russia, Vyacheslav Trubnikov, doing my best, as a consultant and advisor to a paper delivered to ONA. It's significant, Grassley went on, because Trubnikov is a known Russian intelligence officer who was listed by Christopher Steele as a source in the now-debunked Steele dossier, which was used as a predicate to obtain a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrant to surveil Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. You see how it all works and how it all comes together now? And Stephen Halper being paid in September of 2015 by the Obama administration. Carter Page has said in interviews with Fox News, for example, that Halper intensified communications with him just prior to the FISA warrant application. I had a longstanding relationship with Halper, Page told Maria Bartiromo. I always believe in innocent until proven guilty, but my conversations with him intensified right in the month before my illegitimate FISA warrant in September 2016. And by that time, according to the dots put together by Senator Grassley, Halper had been on the case for at least a year, being paid with your taxpayer dollars. Now, the DOJ acknowledging yesterday that the Page FISA warrants were legally insufficient, should never have been issued. They were not valid. What does that tell you about the behavior of James Comey and the FBI? They were the ones pushing this. Andy McCabe, James Comey, and this band of miscreants were the ones pushing this. They were not valid legally. They were insufficient legally. So two major bombshells emerging here as we make our way through this impeachment process. Here's the headline. I'll take it from the Daily Caller. The Justice Department recently conceded that two of the four orders to wiretap former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page were not valid. Judge James Boasberg, said in a court order unsealed Thursday. The Justice Department made the surprising concession in response to an inspector general's report that found significant errors and omissions in four applications submitted to the FISA to surveil Carter Page. While the IG report was highly critical of the FBI and Justice Department, it did not weigh in on the validity of the four surveillance applications, which were granted under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the FISA Act. But they were legally insufficient. Boasberg, who presides over the FISC, said in an order January 7th that the Justice Department concluded that the second and third renewals of the Page surveillance warrants were not valid. The first and fourth were questionable. The second and third were clearly not valid. The FBI's FISA application cited information from former British spy Christopher Steele to assert that there was probable cause to believe that Page was working on behalf of Russia. But the truth of the matter is, it was Stephen Halper. As Chuck Grassley has aptly pointed out, it was Stephen Halper being paid by the Department of Defense to go after Carter Page, to go after George Papadopoulos. He's being paid by the Department of Defense, Barack Obama's administration. He's the one connected to the Russian agents. He's the one connected to Christopher Steele. This is Stephen Halper, the linchpin here in the middle. He's connected to these people. Not Donald Trump, not Carter Page, not George Papadopoulos. Stephen Halper. He is the linchpin in the middle of all of this. Now, the Trump campaign has maintained that they had no contact and no inappropriate dealings with the Russians. That was the same conclusion of the Bob Mueller report. The special counsel arrived at the same conclusion, saying they could not establish that the Trump campaign coordinated with any Russians at all. Could not establish simply means there is no proof. Here's more from what Grassley had to say in the letter. It is unclear from the contracting officer file whether Professor Halper paid Trubnikov for his assistance in gathering information for this paper, or in what capacity Professor Halper interacted with Trubnikov during the course of performing work for this contract. He's referring to the Christopher Steele dossier. Further reports indicate that Halper offered George Papadopoulos $3,000 for assistance in completing an energy study and met Carter Page at a Cambridge conference. Given Professor Halper's intelligence connections and government funding, it's reasonable to ask whether he used taxpayer money to recruit Trump campaign officials as sources in the spying scheme. Ah, Mr. Halper. Mr. Halper is the weak link here. And Chuck Grassley, slow, methodical, and persistent as hell. Good for Chuck Grassley. We're rooting for him. Friday here on the program, man, we got a big show ahead for you. Still to come, Hogan Gidley from the White House. Congressman Tim Walberg will be here. Jim Jordan will be joining us. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio. He's a member of the Trump defense team. He's also a guy who has had highly critical of Adam Schiff and the entire impeachment scam. Jim Jordan will be here. Straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a small business owner, you can be pulled in many directions. There are decisions that need to be made about your workforce, insurance, and taxes, not to mention all the decisions you need to make about serving your customers. There is one decision, however, that thousands of businesses make each year, and that's the decision to become a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber works with companies of all sizes and types to deliver solutions to relieve the stress of running a business. With a combination of powerful advocacy and products and services to help your bottom line, your membership investment can add to your business success. At the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, we put our members in the center of all that we do. It's our job to fight for your business so you can keep running yours.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.